Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to accelerate to your calls in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Censorship, by its definition, is the government going out and not letting you start a newspaper, not letting you take photographs of something. Censorship is not somebody knocks on your door and says, I'm moving into your house and going to run your life, and if you don't let me, that's censorship. I've been accused of censorship before because I won't let people take over my show and run my life and be bullied. No, censorship is when the government has a censor sitting at the big networks telling people what can and can't go on the news. That's the Encyclopedia Britannica definition. That's the definition in the Webster's Dictionary. That's the description of it. For those that just joined the stations out there, a guy earlier was trying to raise the fact that I've had people before trying to call in here to make this their own private promotion arm, and I won't put up with it, and then that's censorship. No. Be censorship if I went out, and people, again, don't know what words mean. If I went out, and let's say you started a newsletter in your neighborhood, and I came and had the police come, and I was the government, and we confiscated your newspaper, that's censorship. What FEMA is doing is censorship, and we're not putting up with it. Up on Infowars.com, we posted the photos, and by the way, we wouldn't have posted these. But because FEMA says we shouldn't, we have posted them. I mean, we see the dead people from World War II, the dead citizens and troops in the Civil War, much more gruesome than these. And it's on PBS during the family hour. They showed it to us in middle school and, when I was growing up in Rockwall, Texas. So why not show the dead? Because it shows what a horrible job the government did. FEMA censors photos of the dead, i.e. they do not allow you to go and take photos. Now, would it be censorship if you had a photo journal online and someone said, you've got to post my photos? Well, no, I own my own website. I own my own photo journal. I don't have to post your photos on my website. Censor! No. That's not censorship. That's called freedom. You understand that? But this is censorship, what FEMA's doing, not allowing you to get in and take photos. That's censorship. So we'll go over that. Mexican military enters Texas for the first time since 1846. FEMA made 1,000 firefighters take sexual harassment class while New Orleans drowned. White House, Ms. Bush comment was personal, basically talking about what a bunch of losers the people are there. And of course she was acting all friendly and loving. I just love you, child. As she turns away, these people are better off. My beautiful mind. FEMA still blocking firefighters and police from entering New Orleans. Major stuff going on. It's out of control. Let's finish up with a caller who's been holding. David Mask, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to say one quick thing how it relates to Katrina. Have you ever heard of Colonel Tom Bearden, his website? Have you ever seen that? Or he's the
Yeah, he gets into weather control.
He gets into scalar electromagnetic technology. Yeah, I was reading something yesterday. Apparently it was on a forum or some sort of email exchange. And he seems to think that, I mean, his theory anyway, I know it gets a little conspiratorial, but he seems to think that weather modification has definitely played a big part in a lot of these things that we've been seeing.
You know what? I'll get Colonel Bearden on. We had the Weather Wars guy on yesterday, and he's in the Moscow News today.
Yeah, but he inferred that one scalar interferometer could knock out, and he believes this is going to happen within the next year or year and a half, the entire power grid nationwide. What better way?
Well, the government was doing some, and this is admitted, a power drill test when the blackout 2 years ago?
Yes.
Year and a half. Remember that?
That's right. Yep.
It was about 2 years ago now. Yeah, it was right around 2 years ago. All right. Yep. Thank you for the calls. Great points. Yeah, I keep meaning to get Colonel Tom Bearden on. In fact, before I forget, send an instant message over to my producer. Guys, let's get Tom Bearden on. All right. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got to maintain our focus on the fact that foreign troops are in America. Our government has signed agreements, has signed deals with Mexico and Canada to bring in foreign troops to, quote, deal with natural disasters and terrorists, to fight terrorists. And these are Washington Post, AP articles 3 years ago. The agreements have been signed the last 2 years. The Canadians have freaked out over it. So have the Mexicans. But our governments are all lovey-dovey. And now all these Mexican troops in San Antonio and Dallas, oh, helping. The message is Americans can't help Americans. Only foreign troops can. And folks, I was at the Austin Convention Center last night where for 5,000 of the refugees are. There's another couple thousand around the city in people's homes and at the Burger Center. And, I mean, it was just wallowing in goods. It looked like ships being offloaded and you know, the port in San Diego. I mean, giant containers, literally brand-new goods given by companies, by citizens. It was just wall-to-wall piles. You had to walk around it. Stuff being driven in. Just huge stacks of cots. I mean, it's a joke. FEMA had warehouses in Louisiana, in Houston. They were ready to bring food and water in within minutes of it happening. They've done that in all the other hurricanes. They held back so things would fall apart, so there was a perception of a need. You understand that, folks? They told them to go to the Superdome and then didn't help them for 4 or 5 days to get riots going, to then go, see, we need more troops. We need to get rid of Posse Comitatus. We need foreign troops. We don't, look, day one, FEMA doesn't have water filters. I mean, they have some, but their main focus is delivering water bottles. Stupid. Well, the French, you know, give out water filters. It's the old thing of fish for somebody and give them fish, or teach them how to fish and give them a rod and reel. Teach them how to fish. The French were ready the first day because they had a bunch of big aircraft in the Caribbean and some French islands to fly in big water filters, big systems to clean the water, and also smaller filters. And our government said, no, 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 we don't need it. And in a way, they didn't, because FEMA did have the supplies. They just held them up on purpose. That's been admitted. And, you know, now they're talking about Alberto Gonzalez again for the Supreme Court. I mean, there's just no end to what's happening here. Let's go to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Canada. George, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, George.
What I'd like to bring up is there's been some credible witnesses that saw people tampering with the levees.
No, that's even been in some of the local news that some of the locals saw. Well, even after things were breaking in the first few days, FEMA employees breaking more of the levees, but there were reports of flashes and explosions.
Correct.
Right before they collapsed.
I'd like to just point out a source or two for your listeners so that they can retrieve the information before it disappears down the memory hole.
Sure, good idea.
I was in the Toronto Globe and Mail on September the 5th, and there was a juvenile detention officer near one of the levees, and he is quoted as saying, "We heard a loud boom. We thought it was a generator at first, but then we later learned it was a levee." That
hey, give folks that headline, because for some reason I posted that last week and then couldn't find it this morning. What was the headline on that?
Then we heard, the headline is, "We thought we'd be fine this time."
Thought we'd
be fine this time.
Fine this time. Will you do me a favor? Will you email that to tips@infowars.com right now?
Oh, I have emailed it to your webmaster in an article I wrote called "Key Bono, Mr. Bush," and the link is in there with the quotes.
Did we post your article?
I don't think so, but
okay, I'm
going to
put you on hold right now, and I'm going to bring you back up. Hey, Scott, give him my secret email, and we're going to bring you right back up. You know my secret email, right, Scott? Okay. And even the secret one now gets like 150 a day. But anybody that wants to write articles for us, anybody that wants to collate information, tips@infowars.com, and I'll find out right now when you sent it. Folks, I'm wallowing in information right now. There were two local news stations, TV stations. One of them was Channel 9. I can't draw up the call letters that also reported that gentleman and two cops that saw explosions. But we're just supposed to ignore that. And a whole bunch of the Ninth Ward people saw it. But, you know, they're black people, so we can't really listen to them. So racist. Sorry, go ahead.
What the tragedy is everybody dies in these situations. There's a report of 500 dead or possibly dead, missing in action police officers. So you're not really protecting anyone by not joining with us. You're sacrificed just like everyone else. When they decide to do some sort of takedown for whatever reason, we all die together. We died in the World Trade Center, we died in New Orleans, and we'll die in the next episode. We have to work together. We're not enemies. They only make us enemies so that we can't join against them. But NBC Nightly News did a piece as well. They did an extended segment on Monday, September the 5th as well, and they interviewed a man who was on the levee, and he heard the explosions, and he said this on the news, and they brought the mayor in to contradict him because he just said it was done to save the white neighborhoods, so they just shot him down. He didn't understand the greater things that we understand.
Of course, Jesse Jackson and all these idiots do say stupid things, and then that makes Bush and others look good.
Exactly. So the another thing that's come down today is the president has used a lot of persuasion to tell the media to keep the body count, the total body count, a secret. So you'll probably get information about body bags. That's probably you're being told by other media surreptitiously that that's what the body count is how many body bags they had to use, because they're not going to come flat out and tell us. This is probably one of the greatest disasters that's ever befallen the United States.
Well, something like 9,000 people died in 1909 when a hurricane slammed into Galveston, Texas.
Oh, exactly.
And so if that killed 9,000, I mean, I wonder how many this killed.
I would speculate the highest order for body bags I heard was 30,000. And then a New Orleans police commander was interviewed on National Public Radio on Monday, and at even that, so that's 5 days ago almost, and he said the death count was 20,000.
Yeah, I've heard 10 to 30,000. Nobody really knows. And then FEMA says nobody can take photos. Nobody can take pictures.
Well, that's one of the big reasons why aid was held out of the city is professional rescue people would have noticed the damage to the levees and known it wasn't a natural occurrence. So they wanted to keep out professional rescue.
Absolutely, rescuers. Absolutely. And you are so on target. Exactly. Just like FEMA came in and wouldn't let anybody take photos or any real emergency people or demolitions experts get in to the wreckage of the World Trade Centers because it would prove the controlled demolition. They had to hurry up and mutilate those levees and throw a bunch of stuff on it and bulldoze them and kind of pile them in together to cover that up. You are absolutely right. Listen, I want to get your article posted. I recognize your voice. You've sent us other good stuff in the past. We will get your article posted right now. Just send it to producer.
Very good. The lives we save may be our own.
All right. Take care. Great points. That's a fabulous caller. And you know, I had an admonition at the first of the show. I said, you know, let's stay focused on real issues instead of distractions. That was not a an entree to people to start the squabbling. I mean, that was desperation. And I'm telling you, folks, we got to stay focused. I mean, this is about survival of our families, our freedom, our futures here. And there are just so many provocateurs, so many egomaniacs, so many government agencies like ADL and others. And then you got Jesse Jackson on the other side who comes out and says it's because America hates black people. And then that makes the government screw-ups look good because what Jackson's saying is so stupid. You know, he's CFR, folks. This is all scripted out. This is all scripted. And you got to get some discernment. And, you know, stay focused on real issues, folks. Let's go to Kathy and then Kevin and then Ruben and Tim. Kathy and Tejas. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes. I wanted to say Governor Blanco has resisted a federal takeover of Louisiana. And I heard yesterday when she was asked what her response was to Tom DeLay's accusation that it was the local and state failures that caused delay in relief to the hurricane victims, she said, "You know not what of you speak." Now, my question to you is, what is your opinion of her, and what do you think is going on there?
Well, we actually have a big timeline up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. At least I told them to post it a few minutes ago. But WhatReallyHappened.com has it up at the top, and it's pretty accurate. And we know that New Orleans was already federalized 2.5 years ago. Every major agency, the city was run by the feds. And they didn't repair the levees. The Washington Post can lie all day. We have the documents. Again, the liberal paper defending Bush. See how staged it is? That we know then that FEMA wouldn't. We know FEMA jammed the police communications. Folks, they jammed them from the minute the hurricane hit. That's why we now learn that over two-thirds of the police went off duty. Because literally FEMA jammed to make sure things fell apart so FEMA then could legitimize an even bigger takeover. And to ensure that flooding didn't get repaired. And, you know, I haven't confirmed that there were bombs in there, but I believe there were from the eyewitnesses. Everything else fits the paradigm. All over the state and in New Orleans, police lines being cut by FEMA while they jam the police lines. My goodness, this is hidden in plain view.
Well, what do you think, though, of her role in this? I mean, she's resisting the federal takeover.
No, she did resist, and that's why she's been demonized and roundly attacked and lied about.
Right, but why do you think she's doing this? Why do you think she's resisting? And if she knew about that this was what they wanted to do, I mean, is she...
You know, I'm not inside her mind. I don't read minds.
So we really don't know at this point.
Well, I mean, most of these people aren't pure evil. I mean, it's like they had that Paris president on who says FEMA's cutting the lines and sabotaging. I mean, he doesn't have the whole picture, but he's telling the truth. He's breaking down crying. Look, it's a few thousand evil globalists manipulating the rest of us through disinformation. And, you know, I mean...
Well, it's a hero if she's standing against them.
No, I hear you. Look, that's why they got to manage the information.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
I'll tell you, folks, love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. You know, life is such an adventure. Life is so transitory, so delicate, so precious. And I've stepped up to the plate for the adventure. And I enjoy standing up against the evil. I am blessed for all the adversities and all the trials we've had. Every time we're persecuted, it comes in waves. And it'll just intensify from 100 different fronts. We're always blessed whenever we persevere. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, both the sites have doubled in their traffic and size in the last 2 years. You know, more growth really in the last year and a half than we've had in all the 6-7 years before that. And tens of millions of people coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, you know, that's a great responsibility. I am humbled by that. I am greatly humbled by that. And, you know, we try to do the best job we can. And man, I just want to thank all of you out there. I mean, I am humbled by the fact that I am on so many big AM and FM stations across this country. I am humbled by the fact that, you know, foreign governments purchase my documentary films. I am humbled by the fact that so many people, you know, pay attention to what we do. I'm just an average person, and I'm here to tell you, you can be leaders too. You can be great leaders. You have greater minds than I do. If you're doing it for the right reason, if you're dedicated, if you don't stop, if you move forward, if you're not distracted, if you're not baited into diversions, if you're not foiled in what you're doing, if you're single-minded, we can defeat the New World Order. We're going to defeat the New World Order. I started my fight against the New World Order 11 years ago on cable TV, 10 years ago on radio. And I just knew I was sick and tired of the propaganda, sick and tired of the lies, sick and tired of the manipulation. And I was just one person. And by joining together with others and by being relentless and by pouring myself out, I have been strengthened, my horizons have been expanded, and we have reaped a mighty harvest of people that we've woken up. And I'm just one person in this fight. Folks, activate yourselves. Be the leaders you are. Ask God to use you in the fight. Ask God to lead, God, and direct you, and you will be risen up. You will be raised up as a standard against the enemy when the enemy comes in like a flood. It's that simple. Let's go to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Are you still asking for smoking guns on 9/11?
It's whatever you want to talk about.
I'll start with that. You know, other than the fact that I had in my mind your July 25th show very fresh that you called it and that it happened, but I guess the other smoking gun was there was no fighter intercept out of Langley. The first tactical fighter wing stood down, so there was a big red flag.
Yeah, 20 miles away, there's jets loaded with missiles. And
that's their job.
They have an hour and 25 minutes to do something, and
You know, last night when we were at IHOP and that pastor, that Hispanic pastor came over and said what big fans they were, and he's never even heard your radio show. It was just the television show. And by the way, a lot of the bloggers are commenting on how fantastic your last two shows were, and I'd really recommend people get out there and get on Prison Planet, sign up, and get to watch your TV shows if they're not in the Austin area, because the last two were just fantastic. Really were.
This is my buddy Kevin Smith. Kevin, what do you think about just more articles coming out where they're cutting more lines, blocking more firefighters, blocking more food? We've caught them red-handed, Kevin.
Well, I've got a 10-second-long audio clip from Nancy Pelosi that I think is real revealing. I'm no fan of hers, don't get me wrong, but I'll play that with your permission.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it, Kevin.
Okay, hold on. Hold on one sec.
Sure. Kevin had a chance last night to see the convention center as well in downtown Austin. Believe me, folks, they're getting plenty of aid.
No credentials. And you know what? When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious. In denial. Dangerous.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a powerful clip. Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
What didn't go right? What didn't go right?
Yeah. Anything else, Kevin?
Hold me for a second on the other side.
All right. We'll be right back with Kevin Smith, and we'll go to Ruben, Tim, Esther, Ron, and others, and I am going to get into more of the news before this hour ends. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down now, going down. When the levee breaks, the truth is going to pour out and deluge the New World Order. They can pull their little scams, but they're not going to be able to get away with it. All right, Kevin, finish up what you were saying. Yeah, last night we finished the TV show. You come down and visited. And you guys drove past the convention center. Why don't you describe what you saw first?
Definitely an overflowing of goods. They're not wanting for anything as far as material.
It's ridiculous. I actually walked over there later. It was just, I'm glad people are giving them this much stuff, including my family. My wife's like offloaded half of our clothes on them. But, at the same time, they need money now. This $2,000 is chicken feed, and that's supposedly the full extent of it. They need to be given interest-free loans and be, moved in to middle-class housing. That needs to happen.
Well, according to Barbara Bush, they're doing better than they were before now. So
I know, but notice, see, what's more important about that exchange, and we have the transcript, is she's, hi, oh, you poor thing, we care so much about you. And you can see her on the video looking totally fake, like a demon, just looking at that little black kid. Because, folks, they're big Margaret Sanger-funding Nazis. I mean, these are like white supremacists from hell. And they're sitting there, and then she turns and just like goes, these people got it better. They're just absolutely non-functional.
I'm sure she decontaminated after she left there.
Well, the point is they were the funders of Margaret Sanger. I'm glad a caller mentioned that. I mean, Margaret Sanger called black people weeds, folks. But you notice that the blacks, the Jesse Jacksons, just love her. She's a good CFR Judas goat. And, I mean, I'm just sick of it. And folks, she's the one that on NBC, remember, and then they took it off the transcript. She was the one on NBC that just, they said, what about the dead troops? Why should I bother my beautiful mind with them dead people? I just love my life. I don't think about them for a minute.
Wasn't it Jesse Jackson that said, hey, Dr. Kane, I got something to show you out here on the balcony. Come out here. I want to show you something. So, I tell you what, as far as the Mexican troops go, Alex, apparently at 8:15 a.m. this morning, the first 45 vehicles crossed the International Bridge in Laredo. So they're going to San Antonio, then apparently to Dallas and Houston. If, you know, our listeners down there in San Antonio, if I had to guess, I would say it was probably Fort Sam Houston is where they were going. Get your video cameras out there. Get us some footage for that. And one last thing, the people that I talked to last night that came over and spoke to you and heaped praise on you for being so brave, when I spoke to them, it turns out they were Pentecostals, and they understood completely the whole, you know, resistance to tyranny as obedience to God. It wasn't something that was foreign to them. They understood that, and I was just really impressed with to be able to find somebody that goes to church regularly in Austin, Texas, that understands all that.
Well, I have a good friend who's been arrested and spent 6 months in jail for protesting abortion clinics, and don't say his name. I guess we can and we want, but, I mean, he's a nice guy, but he's just totally, totally changed. Well, he's George Woolley. When we've had him on as a guest, I was thinking I wouldn't say his name, but he doesn't care. And he attacks me readily on TV, so why not talk about it? And George came up to me in the parking lot last night and gave me the Bible on tape. They're really expensive. And he said, I just think you're getting away from the Lord. And I said, well, man, I'm certainly a sinner, George. I'm not perfect. But he just told me, he said, I don't think the founding fathers should have fought the Tories. God puts government over us. And I'm like, George, you're the one that goes to jail for 6 months. You know, when Bill Clinton was in office and Alberto Gonzalez is pro-abortion, well, Bush is just of the Lord, and we just need to do what he says. And he has totally changed. And I know so many Christians now who just do not even know what's happening. They're so blinded by Bush, who one day's praying to the Shinto shrine, the next day he's praying to Allah, the next day to Jesus. But when he gets behind closed doors, folks, it's to a black idol of in Skull and Bones. They pray, they kneel before a big grim reaper at a Bohemian Grove. This is mainstream news, by the way. At Bohemian Grove, they kneel before Moloch. I mean, my point is just there's so... Well, we had a big argument with him last night, didn't we? And George just cannot get it, man. He's totally changed. It's like body snatchers got him. I haven't changed. I'm the same person I was 10 years ago, you know, when me and George were... getting on TV talking bad about abortion. I'm the same person I was then. George is just totally, and he's worried about me now, worried about my soul because I'm against Bush.
Well, I think if you look really deeply into their eyes, they know. They know deep down inside. But if they admit it, then what are they going to do? They're going to have to do something about it.
Well, I had George run up to me in the parking lot after 9/11 and go, we all do need chips to prove we're good. The Muslims are going to kill us. And I'm just like, George, what? Get a hold of yourself.
We met some good ones last night, and I was really impressed with them and their knowledge base. And you know,
Ricky Sparkman, I was arguing with George about the Founding Fathers, barely getting ready for the TV show because of this, out in the parking lot. And Ricky Sparkman, who's the big Protestant, anti-abortion guy, and of course George is a Catholic. These two are like double-teaming me, and I'm sitting there. And I'm going, now, Ricky, you know full well that the Founding Fathers, that Romans 13 didn't say they shouldn't fight back against the king, and the whole Bible is about standing up against evil governments. All the prophets and the disciples, they're all being killed, you know, 90% of them, you know, by governments. And Ricky's like, well, you're right, because the Founding Fathers knew government was evil and that men were evil, but I think you think government's evil and that men are good. No, I know we're inherently got problems. We are evil. And he goes, no, you don't think that. So he was even telling me what I thought. So I don't know what to say anymore.
George's problem last night with Lance Armstrong wasn't the problem that we all see in him and have with him and the potential problem. His problem was that he got a divorce and didn't want to hear what we were telling him about some of the reasons, you know. But It's sad, but I was really happy to meet those people last night. And, you know, I'm always on the lookout for a church that I can attend in Austin that's not, you know, a government whorehouse. So I don't think I'm ready to become a Pentecostal, but it was refreshing.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll go join the Mexican Pentecostal church.
Hey, Alex, have a good one, man.
All right, take care. Yeah, no, there are some good churches out there. But I just don't know what to say anymore. I just, to see people blinded, it must have been like that in Germany, you know, where one brother knows Hitler's bad, the other brother thinks Hitler's good, and, you know, families broke up. It happened in the Civil War, families broke up. There were Mexicans, Tejanos, who were, you know, one brother would write the Texas Constitution, and he'd be, number three in the Texas government, and the other brother fought for Santa Ana, you know. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. But, I mean, I got old friends, folks, that I've gone out and protested with and demonstrated with now that are just like zombies. I mean, they're not the same people. And it's like a spirit of deception. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it's like when we try to expose Bill Clinton. I remember talking to Democrats and going, look, I'm not saying Republicans are good. I'm just saying Bill Clinton's a traitor. He's really bad. He's selling us out. Gun control isn't good. Just shut up. Don't talk about Bill Clinton. Because they had invested themselves in Bill Clinton. He's like their daddy. Even women go, he's like my father. He just Bill Clinton. I just couldn't imagine he's bad. And you watch, folks, when Democrats get into office down the road, Bush may be setting the table for martial law, then they may bring in a Democrat, you know, who's fresh with the public, so it takes time for the public to wake up to how evil they are. And suddenly the Democrats aren't going to, all the Democrats that have been out protesting against Patriot Act 1 and 2 and protesting against the war, they're not going to be protesting anymore. And then suddenly there'll be all these conservatives going, it's of the Lord to expose the government. It's in the Bible. And right now it's evil to expose the government. George Bush is the government. I mean, literally, folks, I know people that are flip-flopping back and forth. This is the mind control that we face as a nation. I mean, look at the fruits of Bush. Look at everything he's done. And again, he is a puppet. He's a figurehead meant to absorb all the criticism or absorb all the praise. Meanwhile, these big financial interests own him like they own real estate. Let's go to Ruben in Ohio. Ruben, go ahead.
Alex, I got three things for you real quick. Number one, you're valuable to the country, but don't burn out. Don't light those candles at both ends. You know, your family needs you too. Number two.
But there's Mexican troops in Texas. I've got to go cover it.
Alex, you got to take time for that family. You're not going to be good to anybody if you burn yourself out. Just think about it. You could be like that guy that said Eureka when he finally took a bath and figured out this placement or whatever. But the second thing is, in K.T. Frankovich's book, Where Heavens Meet, which was written about Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah, what FEMA did, the tens of thousands that really died.
Right, and the official death toll was 26. But really, it was like you said, thousands more. And then the third thing is, 9/11 anniversary is coming up. Now we got Mexican troops in our country. It's going to be.
It's a perfect time for the globalists to launch a terror attack in the next few months.
Is there going to?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, we're at the most dangerous point we've ever been, and every day we get deeper into this, it gets more dangerous.
Well, what I want to know is about stock trading. Is there any expert you could have on that could tell us if there's anything funny going on with the stock?
You've got to constantly watch it, but the British government did pound manipulations 2 days before the 7/7 bombing, and,
right.
and Alan Greenspan did, the CIA did insider trading on the exact two airlines at record put options 4 days before 9/11. And every time they pull something off, they cash in right in front of us, and nobody gets in trouble. Look, Bill Clinton set the forest fires out west. That was admitted. FEMA openly didn't fix these levees and then ordered a stand down and jam police communications and cut police communications and wouldn't let food and water get in to cause bigger riots as a pretext for control. We catch them red-handed every time.
Well, I want to know if there's something going on with the stock market. This week,
you got to watch it.
I don't understand the market. I'm just saying you know some experts.
Well, you're talking about getting a headache or burnout. I mean, the best minds in the country can't hardly keep track of that thing.
All right, that's all I got, Alex.
All right, thank you. You know, that's mainly what the NSA does, is track the stock market. And, you know, let's say you instant message your cousin about an idea you've got for a children's book. And they actually have market analysts in the NSA. That's about 90% of what they do. And then they flag that idea and pass it on to, you know, Simon & Schuster. Or you've got an idea for a new catalytic converter that'll triple gas mileage and you're about to sell it to the Chinese. Well, you die two days later of a car accident. Your computer gets hit by an EMP wave. Literally. I'm not joking. And then the rest of NSA is busy making sure that government terrorist attacks go forward, or making sure that if an FBI or CIA agent is finding out about a government operation, that they're called off the case. It's also used to track drug dealers that don't pay their cut into the government and to sick drug interdiction on them, but to make sure police don't go after government shipments. I mean, that's what the NSA does. And they've got the Promise software and a bunch of other systems, and they track it. And then you did have NSA people go public and go, hey, we got insider trading. And they were told, shut up. That's our insider trading. Shut up. You know, they're not all bad. It's compartmentalized analysts in there doing their job, passing it on. In the words of one NSA connection, the NSA, if they hear everybody talking about strawberries for 6 months, and there's all these connections to strawberries, that's passed on to the proper industries, and then, you know, you see the new pattern come out for the new style in the fall of strawberries. I mean, literally, folks, I mean, it comes down to that. That's how controlled it is. But we do the same thing here, but we're an organic NSA. There's millions of patriots, millions of truth seekers, millions of us on the web, millions of websites, tracking, listening to every word they say, cross-referencing, looking at backgrounds, doing investigations, killing the regional media, integrating the media out of the regions, and stopping the gatekeepers. It's just a fractal in its complexity. But we're the organic NSA, and we are crushing them. We are crushing you. You cannot stop us. We will defend America. All right, let's go ahead and, again, we are an organic NSA integrated with the electronic NSA DARPA system via the Internet. They plan to have it be a cage. We merged with it and expanded beyond its boundaries and have now created something new. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio, then I'm going to cover some news before this hour ends. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, my friend.
I wanted to call you back and tell you that I sent you, I wrote that article about the Navy recruiter who threatened me with arrest. I emailed it to tips@infowars.com.
We will get that posted, and we will get the other articles posted.
Earlier you were talking about the weather wars. You had Scott Stevens on, and
yes,
there was another person whose name came up. I forget. I think he was
Colonel Tom Bearden.
Tom Bearden, yeah. Also, Dr. Richard C. Hoagland. He's on with George on Coast to Coast quite a bit, and he was talking about, we remember last year when we had three of those four hurricanes that hit Florida that, like, all crossed over the same county?
Yeah, what is he saying is doing that?
He's of the belief that they do have the technology to steer these hurricanes, and it goes all the way back to, like, Nikola Tesla stuff. I have some tapes on it. I'll try to get it.
Well, Hoagland's been calling me. Maybe he wants to come on.
Yeah, I think he would. And, you know, one thing that you always say to us is, qui bono, who benefits? And even if this was a natural disaster without any outside interference until it reached land, what they're doing is using this hurricane as a cover for this beginning. This is the beginning of the takeover.
This is their perfect laboratory training op conditioning mechanism. Thanks for the call. Really fabulous points. We'll continue into the third hour with your calls because the callers bring up so many news items that are important. FEMA censors photos of the dead. Again, this is free censorship. When the government goes out and tells you you can't take pictures of something or tells you you can't report on something, that's the encyclopedia and dictionary definition of censorship. Censorship is not that I won't have people on this show lauding the virtues of S&M. Though I just choose in my media outlet to not talk about that. You understand? Censorship is if the government won't let you say the F word in your magazine. Censorship is not where I don't let you say that on my show. That's my choice. Just to be clear on that. There's a lot of stupid people out there that don't understand that. you know, it's like I won't have people on this show pushing space aliens. It's because I choose that I don't think that that's credible. And you can mention it if you're a caller if you want, but I'm not a censor because I won't have the space alien crowd on my show. That's not censorship. But if I went out and I was the government and I stopped people from talking about space aliens, then that would be censorship. You understand that, folks? FEMA censors photos of the dead. When U.S. officials ask the media not to take pictures of those killed by Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath, they were censoring a key part of the disaster story, Free Speech Watchdog said. The move by the Federal Emergency Management Agency is in line with the Bush administration's ban on images of flag-draped U.S. coffins returning from the Iraq war, media monitors said in separate telephone interviews. I'll continue with this. A big news blitz that will go about 20 minutes into the next hour is starting on the other side of this break. And then we'll continue with your calls. But I'm gonna cover news now, so stay with us. But this is just outrageous. So we posted the photos of the dead on InfoWars.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Grab your pens and paper, because I'm going to briefly talk about my documentaries in the online bookstore we have. Then I'll get into the news. About 20 minutes into the next hour, we'll cover news up until about 20 minutes in the next hour, and then go back to your calls. But I have produced 12 documentary films. The latest is Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State. It is a mini-series. It covers the latest police state developments, how they're preparing for martial law, how the globalists carried out 9-11, and then their ideology, their philosophy, their world plan, why they want control. They got to get control to carry out their plans. And it's 3 hours long, $25.95. You get a second copy for $19, a third copy for $16, a fourth copy for $14. You can get my last film, American Dictators, that is excellent, documenting the false left-right paradigm and the Skull and Bones connection for only $5.95 when you buy one copy for $19.95. As many copies as you want for $5.95 after you buy one copy for $19.95. Because I just want you to get four or five copies and give them as gifts or maybe sell them in your bookstore or at your gas station. Whatever. Just get these out or at your church. Just get these out to people. The toll-free number to get my documentaries is 1-888-253-3139. When you call that number, they can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. The best place to order really is InfoWars.com because all the videos are there. You can watch clips or trailers of all the films. You can read about them, see all the different discounts, and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, my weekly TV reports. Most weeks there's two reports. Every week there's at least one report. Special video reports you won't see on TV or on in my films, just on the website. All my best audio interviews, transcripts, just so much, folks. All my films, a bunch of other documentaries. My book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership funds the, how many webmasters do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we've got some web designers we're paying to redesign the sites. The bandwidth, the servers, the IT guy. I mean, we got a pretty good size operation here, and you make it possible. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. Again, we wrote a little article this morning on InfoWars.com explaining why we posted the photos. You know, first off, they say you can't take photos of the coffins and the flags. Even when families want photos taken, they say no. Then a family in Louisiana earlier this year did want photos taken, so it was allowed. In fact, the colonel disregarded the direct order of the general and let the family have it come off with some honors. But never in our history have they snuck the dead off in the, quote, transportation tubes. They're no longer called body bags. They have new politically correct terms for it. And it's all part of not letting you see the consequences. Well, FEMA has done a great job, a horrible job for the public, but a great job of creating martial law and a great job of getting more funding, quote, by falling down on the job on purpose. Now they don't want any photos of the dead. Just like on 9/11, don't show any photos of the steel that they'd blown up with a controlled demolition. FEMA censors photos of the dead. When U.S. officials asked the media not to take pictures of those killed by Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath, they were censoring a key part of the disaster story, Free Speech Watchdog said. The move by the Federal Emergency Management Agency is in line with the Bush administration's ban on images of flag-draped coffins returning from Iraq War. It's impossible for me to imagine how you report a story whose subject is death without allowing the public to see the images of the subject of the story, said Larry Sims of the PEN America Center, an author's group that defends free expression. We're going to get him on. Well, yeah, I mean, where that is censorship, folks. The government going in and saying you can't report this. We'll be right back with the third hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.